Okay, guys, this is De Bello Gallico, Book 1, Chapter 2, Lines 7 through 12. And as I always tell you, read your notes first. Look over, you know, what the editor here is telling you is going to happen. Like, for instance, in lines 7 and 8 there, you got quod continentur, where he says the Helvetii feel boxed in. And because Caesar himself provides this analysis, he uses the indicative mood to let readers know that he's not merely reporting someone else's analysis. So reading their notes, getting that information is really important. It helps you be able to figure out what's going on. All right, so first little part here is a little confusing. You've got id hoc facilius eis persuasit. All right, so you've got an it and you've got by this. But let's start off with eis persuasit. Okay, first of all, it's eis because of the persuadio. So he persuaded id eius, this to them. Facilius, more easily. Hoc, because of this. All right, so what in the world is this saying here? So if you go back to lines 4, 5, and 6, it's saying that he's persuading the state to leave their territory, and that it would be very easy since they surpassed everyone in virtue and manliness to be able to take over command of all of Gaul. So that reason, that's the by this, okay? So he persuades this to them more easily because of this, okay? If you want to add something like because of this argument, that is what he's trying to say with the hoc there. Quote, undeque, because on all sides, Helvetii continentur, the Helvetians are surrounded, they are hemmed in, they are contained. Natura loci, by the nature of the place. So they feel like they're hemmed in, boxed in by the geography, by the nature of the place. And now he's going to explain that. Una ex parte, on one side, flumine reno, latissimo atque altissimo. So on one side by the very wide, like latitude, latissimo, and very deep, altissimo, Rhine River. So on one side, that's their border. It's hemming them in on that one side. Now, what does this river do? Qui dividit, which divides, agrum Helvetium, the Helvetian field. Well, here it's not really just a field. It's Helvetian territory, Helvetian land. A Germanis, from the Germans. Altera ex parte, on another side, on the second side, Monte Jura Altissimo, by the very tall Jura Mountain. You can say the Jura Mountain range. So that altus word, it can go in either direction. It can be very high, it can be very deep. Because you wouldn't say very high river or very deep mountain. So you have to choose the correct translation, the one that means, you know, makes the most sense there. All right, so on the second side by the very tall Jura Mountain range, qui est inter Sequanos et Helvetios, which is between the Sequani and the Helvetii. Tertia, right? Now notice tertia, so again, you just imply parte there. So on the third side, Lacu Limano, by the Limanus Lake, which we would call Lake Geneva. Et Flumine Rodano, and by the Rhone River. Qui provinciam nostram dividit, which divides our province, ab Helvetiis, from the Helvetians. All right. And so, you know, Roman territory, like your note says in your book, is just across the border. So is this conspiracy a danger to Rome? Later in book one, Caesar will argue that the Germans would occupy Helvetian territory if it were left empty. And the Germans, as we learned at the beginning, were more warlike than the Gauls. So he's leading them to the conclusion he wants them to get to, that, ooh, we don't want that. We don't want the Germans there, because he's going to come up against the Germans later in this book. All right, so going over those lines one more time. So he persuaded this to them more easily because of this argument, because on all sides, the Helvetians are hemmed in by the nature of the place. On one side, by the very wide and very deep Rhine River, which divides Helvetian land from the Germans. On the second side, by the very tall Jura Mountain, which is between the Sequani and the Helvetii. On the third side, by Lake Geneva and the Rhone River, which divides our province from the Helvetians. All right, so what I want you to do is, you know, review that. And make sure that when you are translating, that you always check on those adjectives. In this case, we've got latissimo, altissimo, altissimo. Make sure that rather than just saying wide and high, you say very wide, very tall, very deep. Okay? And come with questions that you need to ask in class.